Welcome to Thunder Lair.
This is the return of Thunder Bear's Thunder Lair. We are back once again. I actually haven't been here since, like, I don't know. I didn't do any of the shows in the last month of shows last semester. We are at a new night at the same time, which was devised to make us less tired. Epically failed.
Yeah, we're a little dead right now.
I've had so much coffee today. It is not apparent.
We're still doing our thing, metal, other things. We still have an email address.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I totally forgot we had an email address.
It's somewhat forgettable.
It is.
ThunderLair@gmail.com if anyone cares.
I have not checked that.
I did it once.
You did?
No. Just nothing.
Wow. Wow. Why did we think we needed an email address?
I really don't know. We were young. We were foolish.
We have posters. They're not up yet, but they're beautiful.
They're absolutely wonderful.
They'll be up soon enough. So if you're listening to this show and you're really confused and you think you could use some fabulous artwork, just hold on.
Yeah, we'll probably update the Facebook page. That's actually useful because it reminds people that we exist, you know.
It reminds me that we exist.
Like I said, somewhat forgettable.
All right, so what did we just play?
We just played four songs. First up was Doctor Doctor by UFO, ripping off Maiden there, my opening our set list with that. And then Catamaran by Kios, who was recently in the area. Didn't go and see them, but I did see Cough a little bit ago, and there's a moth. That was distracted me because it rhymes. That was Crippled Wizard. They put on a live show. Great live show. Go and see them. And then that was Orgasmatron by Motorhead. Not by Green Day, Greg.
I don't actually like Motorhead or Green Day.
Yeah.
So.
That's.
You can all disown me right now.
Yeah.
For the Motorhead.
For
not
the Motorhead.
Green Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Green Day. Great. So we're gonna get back to playing music because we are not interesting people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
was up and the sky was a very blue. Without a warning, as I looked out, my thoughts returned to you. A noise in the city made the children and hide themselves away. And thunder boomed and lightning filled the sky.
Can you tell that we've been drowning a little here with all
this
rain?
You live on the
rain.
Fourth floor.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a ditch.
Yeah.
I live in...
I said we, as in the Greater Hampshire, whatever, New England region.
The Greater Hampshire community. I live in the abyss at the bottom of the ocean with...
Pretty...
All them bitches.
Yeah.
So we just played some music.
Yeah.
Really excellent transition there. Thanks, Agalock, for making all of your albums faded gapless playback.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then what was that?
Rain.
Not Unlike the Waves by Agalock to symbolize my bottom of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Rain by Ella Fitzgerald.
And Rain is Falling by Electric Light Orchestra.
By ELO.
Yeah. Fucking grew up on ELO.
Oh, man.
Not that song.
ELO.
Mm-hmm.
That really could have just been any ELO song.
Pretty much.
Except they just said, you know, Rain Is Falling a whole bunch.
Same the title. If it'd been another song, they would have said a different title. A whole bunch. And it would have sounded exactly the same.
Yep. Don't Bring Me Down.
No.
Oh, did I tell you about how when I was in Ireland and one of the hotels we stayed at had this bizarre music channel where they just played not even music videos, just like videos along with a song. And they played ELO so many times. It was the strangest thing, because they'd be like, Sex Pistols, ELO, Blondie, ELO, and I could not figure it out.
No, you didn't.
This was incidentally the hotel where everything was orange. I did tell you about that, right?
Yeah, everything was orange. Everything was orange.
Anyway, orange hotels I stayed at in Sligo, not important. What is important is that it is 12:45 in the morning and we have three more songs.
Yeah, let's hear what they are. First one is Build Me Up, Break Me Down off the new Dream Theater album. Next is Extinction Burst off of the new Primus. And last, we're ending with Mastodon, Spectralight. And I'm guessing you could tell that that was off of their album that is coming out in like 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they've released the entire album on YouTube, actually.
On YouTube. I guess I just think that's funny because I never use YouTube except for when I need Shakira.
I think it's still pretty funny. But
releasing things on YouTube. Isn't that what, like, 12-year-old pop singers do now? Release their singles on YouTube?
Maybe.
And they become internet memes?
Are you talking about that chick from Germany?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just saying that I think Mastodon is becoming an internet meme of a 12-year-old pop singer.
Probably. You know? Breaking out of the crack the sky mold. Yeah, I can see that. All right. This is Dream Theater.
Oh, my God.
We'll be right back. Thank you.